Bucky Dennison's too that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon if you made one, you're a fiddle maker.
Yeah. All right, let me put on here. Do you know the date today?
Yeah, 28th.
28th. The 28th of March, 1988, and I'm talking to Lola Jackson. Cutlip Fork. Right? And, tell me about the fiddle you made a little bit now. It's got a, did you say it had a birch?
Black birch back.
Black birch back.
Uh-huh.
And the sides are cherry.
Cherry.
And the top is cherry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The neck is cherry.
Cherry, yeah. It's all cherry but the back.
Mm-hmm. What gave you the reason to do it that way? Just
it's what I had on hand.
That's the wood you had on hand. Uh-huh. And you patterned it some after a woman down the...
Mm-hmm. A neighbor woman.
And what's her name?
Leona Nicholson.
Leona Nicholson.
Uh-huh. And now the Foxfire book.
Mm-hmm. You got some ideas out of that?
Mm-hmm.
For like how to construct it? Or,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how to bend the side pieces and how far to put everything from, well, the dimensions.
Uh-huh. And how about the outside shape of it? Is that off this fiddle in the neighborhood? Or I notice it's got a pretty narrow, what I'd call a waist.
Waist.
It looks like...
It was dimensions out of the Foxfire.
Mm-hmm.
And... the pieces around there are real thin, and I boiled them and made a whatever to put them in.
A jig?
A jig, yeah.
So you had to make jigs to bend all the sides.
Mm-hmm. And it about went over the hill, too. The top, it wouldn't fit on the bottom just right, but I finally got it.
Uh-huh. And did you carve the top out, like the bends in the top, you carved that in?
Yeah, I carved it all. It was flat boards when I started.
Yeah.
And then scooped it out.
Uh-huh.
Shaped it.
Because that, I was wondering if you got that pattern from that other fiddle, because it looks like what they call an Amati fiddle. It was
it's a copy of a Stradivarius. She thinks it's a real one, but it's not.
Yeah. A lot of people think that. Okay, let's see. Did you carve the keys or did you buy them?
No, I carved everything.
Carved the keys and the pin. And
mm-hmm.
Bridge?
I made a bridge and I broke it. So Paul said, it took a while, and Paul said, don't put any more of your time in until he'd buy one. So he brought back, I think, three.
And does it have a sound post in? I didn't
uh-huh.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found out how to put that in out of the Foxfire book, they told you.
Did you use strings or a
mm-hmm.
tool?
String.
String. You have to cut it just right side.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Told you how long to make it.
Uh-huh.
And how to put your string on there. That's the way I did it, and it worked first time.
Hmm. Yeah, that can be pretty tedious.
I know.
I've had some affairs doing this.
You'd have it in and then it would slip.
Yeah, right. How about fiddle playing? Did you say there was a man, did you say he lived here?
Mm-hmm.
Was that
Spunoggle.
Spunoggle.
Raymond Spunoggle. And he used to, when he'd go get the cows, he'd ride one of their horses, and he didn't have any fiddle bow, and he took a cornstalk. His father played the fiddle some, and he really wanted to play the fiddle, so he learned to play with a cornstalk bow. Hmm. And since then, well, we moved here in 47, and since then, well, they went to Ohio, and he's been on TV and fiddle contests and won a lot.
Yeah.
He can really play one.
Yeah. And this was his home place?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How about you? Were you from this neighborhood or?
Over across a hill or two on Canoe Run, I swear.
Canoe Run?
Mm-hmm. It's that run that goes up from the State Road Garage. I lived in the last house there, too.
Yeah?
Something about last houses.
Something I've always wondered is Canoe Run, does anybody know how it got its name?
No.
You never heard anything?
I never heard. Must have been back in Indian days, though.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, some of those old Ernie Carpenter's grandfather used to make those big, long canoes.
Oh, he did?
He made them 50, 60 feet long. And he used to take, he used to go from Sutton to Charleston and take supplies.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time, the way they had to get supplies in, into Sutton. And I just wondered if maybe they cut a big tree up in there on Canoe Run or something.
Well, it could have been. Some people call that Sugar Bottom, too, but Canoe Run's the right name for it. They used to make maple sugar up in there. And they're up almost to where I was raised, there's a big old rock. You can tell it's been burned. And they had a fire built up there where they boiled the sugar water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, underneath the rock or something,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Right under the edge of it, it kind of mm-hmm. sticks out the top a little bit and hollowed out at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tales. I tell you, somebody could tell you a lot about that. It's John Taylor, lives over on Canoe Run.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is he up in years?
Or? Yeah, he's 80, well, mid-80s anyway.
Huh.
And he could tell you a lot of things about that run over there.
Uh-huh. So you live how far up?
I expect it's over a quarter of a mile down from the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite a mile up in third
uh-huh.
to the end.
Uh-huh.
And he lives down. Do you know where Hayward Reynolds lives?
I've never been up in there.
You haven't?
No, never have.
Well, he lives the next house above Hayward Reynolds on the left as you go up.
Uh-huh.
And he knows a lot of stories.
Uh-huh.
In fact, his uncle, I think it was either his uncle or his great uncle, and I think it was Alec Taylor. He used to ride in Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show. And we was to his museum out there, Cody, Wyoming, summer before last.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I remember him, too.
Hmm.
And they had a lot of pictures in that museum, and they had a Buck Taylor there. Of course, it was when he was young,
uh-huh.
and I was small when Uncle Alec died, and I don't know, I'd like to go ask John, since it's a vendor's now, it didn't mean nothing back
yeah.
then, if that was the same one.
Uh-huh.
But it showed the people that used to work in his show, and it had a Buck Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether that's the same one or not.
I bet it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And they get around a show like that, they give them all nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody up in there ever play music?
Them Reynoldses.
Reynolds?
Mm-hmm.
That are up there? Or
what? Well, it was the boys. Now, Hayward used to. That's the father.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he's well enough anymore if he plays any or not. But the one that has the mobile home over here, that's one of the sons.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry won a talent show on, I think it was Ed Sullivan's show. And Hayward didn't want him to leave home and go, I think, to Nashville. So he sort of gave it up.
What did they all play? What kind of?
Well, they can play about anything.
Yeah. What did the old man play?
He played the guitar.
Yeah.
The Minerva Reynolds, did you ever know her?
I've heard the name.
She taught a bunch of them boys how to play.
Yeah.
Some of them played the mandolin, some... I don't know whether they haven't played a fiddle or not, but I knew they played the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And they could sing, too.
Uh-huh.
They used to gang up over there, and you could hear them singing clear up the road.
Did you ever hear any fiddle players years ago that from around here that struck your fancy, or you thought they were pretty good?
Well, I never got to go out too much to things. They used to have square dances over there, and the Frames, too.
Wes and Ted?
Well, they can play.
Yeah, I know them.
And, well, their first cousin, it was Earn, and I remember Earn used to fiddle, but of course that's gone.
Uh-huh.
That all of them Frames could play music. Yeah, I remember where the State Road Garage is now. There used to be an orchard there, and they would down hang lanterns in there and build up a fire and play music and roast weenies and marshmallows. That was a big thing back then. A lot of things has happened.
Changed, huh?
Yeah, changed.
Well, how did you get into woodworking?
I think it's inherited.
Yeah?
My grandfather, Prine, well, he made that old cabinet and cupboard in there. Mm-hmm. And he made different things. He just had hand tools to work with. Uh-huh. Didn't have anything electric back then. And then from Grandfather Humphreys' side, there was some of them joiners and cabinet makers and whatnot. And when it comes to the clocks, I think that's inherited.
Yeah.
Robert Handley was a jeweler in Sutton. That was my great uncle.
Huh.
Robert Handley Humphreys.
How
many? I made this clock. I've made 60 of that kind. That's my first one over yonder.
Which one is that?
On the shelf.
On the shelf?
Uh-huh.
Really? You made that?
Yeah, that's my first one. It was made out of a piece of an old cradle that Paul's, great-great-great-grandfather was rocked in, and his mother said he wished somebody would make something out of it to keep some of the wood. And it's one of these things like a fiddle. I've always been interested in clocks.
Uh-huh.
So I decided, well, one way of getting myself one was to make it. And I've made 60 of them, and
you made 60 of them right there, like that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's two of them up on the mantel there.
Yeah, I see that.
You can see them for the dust.
Why?
But at least, well, I know one for sure has been burned up in a house fire, and I think two of them have. I made Jack Belknap one. Hal Manettles is burned up in a house fire. And Jack Belknap had one, and I think it probably burned up. If he had it in the house that burnt down, I know it did. And I made one grandfather clock. Not that one, one there. And I made that cuckoo clock hanging over there by that door, to the left of the door. I've made four of them. Oh, I made a bed, too. It's out in Jeannie's attic.
Yeah.
I had it up at the Arts and Crafts show one year.
Uh-huh.
Kent Meadows wanted to buy it, and I didn't want to sell it. And I didn't.
So how many clocks do you think you've made altogether? Or have you counted?
Well, let me see. 60... I think about 70.
70 clocks.
Mm-hmm.
How about now quilts? You got into quilt making about?
Oh, gee, I've always quilted.
You always quilted.
Mm-hmm. I've made I don't know. I expect by now close to 70 of them, maybe. Down through the years.
Mm-hmm. And some of your quilts took first prize at the Vandalia?
Uh-huh.
One, was it one or?
No. Three of them has, and one won Best of Show.
Yeah.
I got one down there. I haven't heard from this one. I've got down there now.
Yeah.
Kind of think I'll do good on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends on what else is down there.
Yeah.
And then that one I've got on tour.
Right.
It'll be on tour until 89. And possibly 91. I'm not sure about.
Mm-hmm. That's in the trunk.
The
or?
Constitution.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you see the picture in the paper of it?
No, I don't think so.
I think I got some of the pictures in here in the drawer. down here, there, and yonder. Yeah. I like to build me a room for my trophies.
Yeah.
This one won for the there were 13 states in the competition, and I won for the state of West Virginia. That's my own design.
Uh-huh.
I forget where all they have this on tour. I know it's Alabama, and I think Mississippi, and Tennessee, and North Carolina, and I think South Carolina.
Uh-huh. That's great. Have you, like this last quote you sent in, have you any idea how many hours you have in it?
I started the next day after Christmas making the top. It's appliqued.
Uh-huh.
And I finished it the 15th of this month.
Working about?
Yes. 12 hours a day. Well, sometimes 7 days a week.
Does it have a name or a style or a certain pattern or anything?
Yeah, Cranes. I think I know where the book, I got it out of a book, out of a quilt book. I'll show you the picture.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way they quilted that one. I decided, well, might as well go ahead and quilt mine like that. And if everybody's seen it, they've liked it.
Yeah.
My colors are a little brighter there. Of course, that, and I think, was 1930 mm-hmm. that she made it, so I imagine that's faded a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Who was the, back to fiddles now, who was the other fiddle maker you mentioned that had one in the Gasway?
Broadus Butcher.
Broadus Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he live?
As you come out of town towards Sutton, he lives, it's either in the last house on the right, there's a red barn stands.
This is on what road?
Route 4.
Route 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you go to Sutton.
Yeah.
It's either the next to the last house or the last house. There's Red Chenoweth lives in one and Broadus Butcher lives in one, and I can't remember which is which.
Uh-huh.
Seems to me like Broadus is the next to the last, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
His may be the last one.
And you think he's just made one fiddle? Or?
I expect he's made more than that. Seems to me like he made, I can't remember, maybe confusing him with somebody else. Seems to me like he made a mandolin too, but I'm not sure. But he makes grandfather clocks and different things. And he paints.
Huh.
He's into a lot of things.
Uh-huh. Well, all you artists.
I don't know.
It just spills over from one thing to another. How many of these, I was looking at that, these little wood carvings, have you done many of them?
I just started that this fall. This is one that I'm changing. It looked like Khomeini, and I don't like that. And so I'm going to change that one.
That's nice.
I'm running into a crack, though. It's got rosin in it down here, so uh-huh. I don't know.
That kind of looks like
gives it character.
Looks like tobacco juice coming out.
Yeah.
You ought to enter one of these in that jewelry exhibition they have down there in Charleston.
Well, I didn't know they had anything on it for quilts.
No, they've got a. It's all crafts. But like they give big prizes for wood carving and.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is really nice. I mean, they really like this.
Well, then Yosemite Sam up there.
Yeah.
It's off the end of that.
And what did you say this wood was?
It's either sequoia or redwood. I don't know
something
which.
Something you got out west?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is off the end of that down there.
I could tell Bill Hope and I like this.
But we're planning on going out west again this summer, and I'm going to hunt me some burls and whatnot.
You know, what reminds me, one time I carved a pipe out of a piece of laurel.
Yeah.
And it looks, you know, it has, it's nice,
mm-hmm.
good carving wood. It grows right down at the very base of it. You get a little knot there.
Well, there's some laurel back on the hill there, and when we were down in Asheville, there at the Folk Art Center, 17th of September, they've got all shops in there, carvings and just you name it, they've got it. And there was a bowl about like that. It was carved out of a laurel burl. Mm-hmm. It had some holes in it, but it was just for decoration anyway. But it was real smooth, the wood in it.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like it would be good carving wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood you go around in the woods here and pick up, it's porous. And it, when you cut across the grain, it's not real smooth.
Mm-hmm.
A cherry might be.
Yeah, if you got a piece of cherry or a walnut
mm-hmm.
or a few others, man. That's pretty nice. You know what another one is? Do you know what ironwood is?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real tight-grained wood.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's about the tightest grained wood, except for maybe holly. Holly's pretty tight.
Yeah.
If you can find any of those there.
Yeah, I know there's some holly. There's some back on Jim's Hill down the road here.
Holly's real tight and it's pure white.
Oh.
And it's about the whitest wood. But that ironwood, I forget what else they call it. I think they call it American hornbeam or something. It's supposed to be the real name of it.
Probably.
But it's real tough, tight-grained wood.
Uh-huh. I know where some of that is, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of that around where I mm-hmm. live, down the bottom. You know. They're really good. Did you use little carving tools or what?
Just a knife.
Just a knife?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. In fact, I carry my little knife. I about wore it out. I've got two new ones that I've never broke in yet. Yeah, it was with this one. This used to be, that blade used to be a lot wider.
Mm-hmm.
Down to here, it went down like that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Wonder if I can take a picture of that.
Mm-hmm. If you can take it, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'll throw this. See. Maybe I can take that right on that quilt.
Okay.
Give it a try. But while I have this thing on, just let me ask one more question. Who was the woman again who you said if I could get her to play, she can play the fiddle?
Leona Nicholson.
Leona Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. Or Leone. Her name's on the mailbox down there.
Uh-huh.
Esther Leone, I believe, is her name.
Uh-huh.
We call her Granny. Just, uh-huh. you know, you nickname everybody. We call her Granny Nicholson.
What was your maiden name?
Humphreys.
Humphreys.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And do you care to tell me what year you were born?
1928.
28.
You know, it's better to be like this than the alternative.
What's that? What do you mean by that?
Well, if you, you'd be dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's going to get older. I don't see why you'd have to be ashamed of your age.
That's the way I feel. But you'd be surprised.
Oh, I know. Like poor old Phyllis Diller. She said she'd had so many makeovers, so many face jobs, and the whole body had been done over. She said when she died, she didn't figure the Lord would know her.